Hey, everybody.
It's me again.
So every time we gather here, I do the state of voice. Basically, it's what I see, what happened, and what got my attention. It's going to be quick, so be prepared. Take your pictures, and of course, later the deck will be online. Everything is there. And I got my timer. Here we go. So, Google I.O., do we have audio here?
Open photos. Set a timer for 10 minutes.
Look how quick this is.
What's the weather today? What about tomorrow? Show me John Legend on Twitter. Get a Lyft ride to my hotel. Turn the flashlight on.
Who didn't see this demo?
Turn it off. Take a selfie.
So they made their NLU smartness smaller. You can turn it down. And put that on the phone. So basically the phone doesn't have to have a cloud connection to understand you, and the integration with all the apps is better. So basically that's why you can really have a quicker voice experience. In this case, it's with the phone. So everything that you say to your phone is quickly understood and you can do it. This is what they announced last week at Google I.O., the big event where last year maybe you remember Duplex. Well, this year this was one of the key demos. Another thing that they had, very relevant for today's theme, is that they help include people. I think inclusion, of course, is a very big theme. And this is a short video which explains what it is.
Google has very good general speech recognition, but if you do not sound as most of people, it will not understand you.
No one's ever collected large data sets of people whose speech is hard for others to understand.
People who have multiple sclerosis, for GF, who had stroke, who stutter.
They're not used in training the speech recognition models. I mean, the game is to record things
today.
And then have it recognize things that you say.
So you get the point. Basically, they made an app, so if you can't talk well, the app understands you, and you have your own, ondertiteling, your own subtitles on your phone. So imagine how easier it is now for people who can't really talk well to talk well, because you can make yourself, you can communicate finally. I think that's really an impressive, nice demo, a very important functionality. Another one is that voice saves small, medium, and large enterprises, so mid and klein bedrijf.
This business to devote more time to cooking, not answering the phone. With CallJoy, I can get back to cooking and never miss a phone call. The dashboard gives me insights into things like peak call times and bad call experiences, even recording those calls for later. And a CallJoy agent is always first to answer to make sure those calls are directed appropriately. Most people are calling to order, so the text back feature converts those calls to action. That means my phone is ringing less and my orders are going up. CallJoy doesn't just help me manage.
Thank you. So in short, this is your automated assistant in your store, in your restaurant. It takes your phone call, takes your messages, shares general information about your store, your restaurant, and this is now on offer. So this is like a Duplex for your baker, et cetera, et cetera. I thought this was also a very cool demo from Google last week. Another thing is of course, Build also happened from Microsoft. Anybody looked at any news from Build for Microsoft? Yes, Sam did. Here is a short video about what they promoted.
You're one-on-one with Anjali at 10 a.m., lunch with Tom at noon, and your app kickoff at 3 p.m.
Go ahead and reschedule my walk to tomorrow at the same time.
Sure. I can move take a walk outside to tomorrow at 8 a.m. Is that right?
Yeah, that sounds great.
Okay, I've moved it to tomorrow.
And schedule a cram session with Nicholas and his manager from 9 to 1:30 today. And we're going to need a room in Bellevue.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. So in short, a couple things. Google had 2/3 of their messaging was about voice. Microsoft also had a lot of messaging about voice. Of course, they don't do direct to consumer. It's enterprise level voice or for companies. And everybody, of course, now if you're a tech company, will need to make these conversational services. And the CEO had a great bit, only 5 minutes on the big stage, where he talked about conversational. And his point was basically everybody will have a conversational graph. Who knows what a conversational graph is? And you can turn off the audio. Okay, so I didn't know either. A graph basically is like that the computer knows that we are now here, who everybody is, that there's a table here. And then when it knows all these entities and all the relationships, it can form and create conversations about that. So every company has a unique graph, like the Google search graph has of the world. You will, as a company, will have your own graph. And of course, Microsoft might be, if you ask them, the perfect company to do that with. That's what they're going for. Really interesting to see that. Another thing that I was wondering mostly, I call it the Carlin syndrome, with all honors to Carlin of Google, of course, who ensured that we had all these launch partners at Google. Who is gone? Who is still alive with all these voice services that we launched in October? Does anybody know of a voice service that is not live anymore? So I heard Rituals. I haven't even tried it yet. But I'm just wondering how it is. I know, of course, Albert Heijn is going well. One thing I also noticed that I could only find one big brand, and it was actually today I heard it, that went online with their voice service. Can anybody guess who? No, they already had one, but it's Carvey. And yes, they made a cool video with important people walking, explaining what it is.
En daarom zijn we steeds op zoek naar nieuwe technologieën die we kunnen inzetten binnen onze omni-channel-strategie. Dit doen we door een agile manier van werken, dus we zijn continu aan het...
I think it's okay like this. Basically, talk to your assistant and ask what you can do with Carvey to it, and it'll explain it. But basically, I was really, yeah, I know a lot of companies are working on it, but let's have more. And I believe, actually, Mirabeau, and this is not a setup, was responsible for this. So, yay, Mirabeau. If you look at the grand playing field, we are in the U.S., we cross the chasm. So that's a very important step where you go from early adopters to the early majority. Basically, your neighbor in the U.S., if you would live there, you'll have a big chance that they have a smart speaker and use it as well. In Holland, we're not there yet. I believe, but I'm an optimist, we're at the late stage of the early adopter phase, maybe a little bit earlier if I'm honest. Kantar just said, we're going really quick. We have some good numbers. But yeah, we cross a chasm in the States. I think that's a very important takeaway. Another thing, this is just launched today, thanks to Emil. Emil, are you here? Yes, Emil helped me with this. I had an idea, but he did all the lookup work. Basically, we started a industry map for voice. There was none. And I wanted to see and explain to people how you can place Embolt, how you can place voicebranding.ai, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But the thing is, I'm getting old and I don't remember or know much. So please add what you miss, add or say what should be changed in that link, nodesagency.nl/voicemail. We literally just put it up just a moment ago. Because we're keen to make this better and expect updates soon. I'm not going to publish it in the media yet. When we have your feedback, and please add your name as well so we can add that. Yeah, I'd love to make this better. This is a global map. We first wanted to make a Dutch one, but that was so confusing. Just let's put everything on there and have it grow as we can. And let's do this as a community. I'd love to see that. Okay, one more thing. I'm getting worried about voice. And basically, it's inspired by Jeroen a while back ago, and voice is the reddest ocean ever. Meaning, for instance, say you have a very well-known radio station. This radio station, of course, has its usage on the radio, where everybody can tune in, or on the computer, on the internet. But if you have a lot of significant usage on, for instance, a smart speaker, you have no control. The control is all with Google, with Alexa, with Siri, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And that might not be a good thing. Control is profit-driven. So if you actually are in conflict, for whatever reason, with that owner of that channel, you might have an issue. Because it's each for their own. They also don't work together. So we don't get good usage, maybe, as an end user. We don't really know what's going on. Nobody has a clear view, for instance, how Google does their what their architecture is. We're trying to look this up with the dead AMI, the legal bit I discussed earlier. And there is no checks and balances. What happens when it goes wrong? What happens when it's racist? Of course, PR-wise, they need to fix it. But that's it. Another thing I'm worried about, voice is the most manipulation-prone channel ever. What? Yeah, I thought about this sentence. So, are you familiar with Crystal Nose? That's you, Hayo. Who knows Crystal Nose? Yes, some people. So Crystal Nose, I've been using it for 5 years. I might have used it here on stage. Basically, if you email with me or if I look you up on LinkedIn, I will see what kind of personality you have. So maybe you're like Hayo and you like rational stuff, properly researched and thoroughly deliberated. Yes, hard word for me. So when I communicate, that's a specific way of communicating with him to get stuff that I want done happen. With me, you need to use large words, big smileys and stuff like that. And that's how I work. Well, the computer figures this out for us. So what if this goes to voice? So my big scare, my question is how not to create psychrometric and manipulation-driven voice tools. Because this is on the verge of happening. Because it's already 5 years on the web, integrated in Gmail, correcting my email, telling me who you are on LinkedIn. So why not on voice? I don't like that. So this is a bit dark mirror, black mirror-ish. Yet if you look, where was this different? What is a blue ocean? Well, the internet was a blue ocean. That started out with scientists and the kind of hippies also in the Bay Area, techno hippies. And that, in short, was the most impactful blue ocean ever, if you're familiar with blue ocean strategy. 35 years of prosperity, why Mirabeau and Cognizant exists, why nodes exist, where everything that we in the digital space do is possible because of that. And why is that possible? Well, basically, there were some people, non-profit organization, multi-stakeholder, that ensured that there was interoperability, that HTML was a standard that everybody could use. There was peering, so networks were shared, et cetera, et cetera. Security was arranged. If you had an issue with a bank connection, you could call that bank as being part of the backbone people, and you had a process in place to ensure that you actually talked to the right person and that he was who he or she said he was. Simple things like that had to be figured out. And that is why the foundation of the internet is so strong and we can do what we want all the time right now. Okay, there might be some issues on the web right now, but that's a whole other story. So for at least 35 years, we had a good race, a good run. So let's not have that happen with voice. For me, my affinity is with the channel, with the medium. And that's what I really want to ensure happens. So I started the Voice Task Group. The Voice Task Group is basically a nonprofit organization that works on interoperability, exploration. Basically, that's what we do here with Open Voice. Works on standards, safe usage, and inclusion, if you think about Project Silver. And so I ask everybody to look up the website. This is very early days. I give myself a year to really firm this up and maybe have a little bit of a vision that it will last more than that, because things take time to really emerge. But I think it's important that we use also our community to do the right thing and not just do it to sell ads or anything else and make sure that the inclusion happens. So that, in short, I didn't make it, did I? The time. Oh, a bit. Okay. That was my update and this week in voice. Thank you.